الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program of this Islamic studies class is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or just some way of keeping notes that you could look at later on. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students to this class, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be about mercy, or having mercy for others. Some of us may have mercy on ourselves, don't harm ourselves, maybe our families, our friends, but sometimes we don't have mercy for other people outside of that circle that I mentioned. I don't care about others. You see a lot, either social media or on TV or whatever, or your screens, however way or ways that you look and see what's going on in the world, and you see what's going on in the world is not a happy thing. It seems not to be a very happy place to be in. And so, My beautiful students, I want you to be aware of having mercy, not for yourself or for your family or for your friends, just mercy in general for mankind, for caring for mankind, and for caring for the animals or the birds and the like. Even caring for them is a blessing from Allah or a mercy from Allah. So what do I mean by that? From Islamic perspective, one of the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad is that Abdullah reported that the Prophet, may Allah be pleased with him, stopped in a place, and then someone took a bird's eggs, and the bird began to beat its wings around the head of the messenger. May peace and blessing be upon him. He asked, "Which of you has taken its eggs?" A man said, "Messenger of Allah, I have taken its eggs." The Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessing be upon him, he said to him, "Return them out of mercy to the bird." And there was a time when it was an animal complaining about being abused by its owner, reported it and said it some kind of way to the Prophet Muhammad. We don't want to worry about how he said it, how he did it. He did it, and he conveyed to the owner about what animal was feeling. Meaning you're beating the animal too much, or you're beating the animal, period. Or you're burning the animal, because one animal, I believe, complained about they're putting a lot of burden on his back. Although it's an animal that, like donkey, mule, or something like that, that is really designed for carrying burdens and supplies for people and the like. But the thing is, we can't overburden them. They're used to carrying one group of supplies. Then you're going to put 2, 3, and 4 supplies on that particular animal. And so we have to be very careful of that, because that's not showing mercy to the animal, or being patient with the animal. You don't know if the animal is sick or not, so we have to be very patient and show mercy towards the animal. Allah have made animals for us to really to help us to work with mankind. Not that mankind necessarily work with them in terms of working for them, but mostly animals, they supply us with food, and also they also plow our land and carry whatever supplies we have. That's what they do. They're working for us to make our lives easier as far as mankind is concerned. But the thing is, my beautiful students, is that we have to be merciful towards them, and don't overburden them, and don't hit them, like really bruise them up. Don't do any of those things towards the animal, or even go in and burn them. Things that people do to animals, which are very cruel. And so we don't do that to animals. I'm going to animals right now. I'm going to get to people in a moment. But we should show mercy, because Allah, He had 100 mercies. He gave just one mercy to all of mankind, to all of the animals. He gave just one mercy from Allah to them. And the other 99, He kept for Himself. Whatever He's going to do with it, he does with it. And so we won't question that. He's going to do that or going to do that. We won't even get into that. I don't know how important that is right now, but it may not be important at all right now. It's just that Allah gave only one to cover all of mankind, from Adam to the last man created, and all the birds and the bees and the animals and creation. He gave them put mercy upon them. There was one time when there was a prophet and he had an army. And then what happened is that an ant kind of complained to the prophet. And he said to the prophet, basically was saying to him, look, we don't want to be stomped by your army, or your jesh. And so we don't want to be stomped by them. And so the prophet told his army really to walk softly, don't harm the ants and the like. But I won't get into every individual thing, but we have to show mercy. And we see that all the time, how people abuse animals and do things to animals. Let me keep with the animal theme. There was a woman who she was punished by imprisoning a cat until it died of hunger. And because of it, she entered fire. And it's mentioned that to the woman, you did not feed it, nor give it water when you imprisoned it, nor did you release it and let it eat from the plants of the earth. She abused it in all kinds of ways. I mentioned this before, this particular animal, this cat. And so what happened to her is that she entered Al-Nur. She entered the fire because of what she did. That was her punishment, because she did not show mercy to this animal, this cat. And so we had to show mercy towards cat and towards all animals. And so let me move on into something on the other side. This one she received punishment or the fire because what she did towards that animal, and did not show mercy. But let's look at the other side. Abu Huraira reported that the Messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, he said, one day a man became very thirsty while walking down the road. He came across a well, went down into it, and drank, and then climbed out. In front of him, he found a dog panting, meaning like that kind of thing, eating the dust out of thirst. The man said, "This dog is as thirsty as I was." He, meaning the man, he went back into the well, filled his shoe, putting it into his mouth in order to climb back up, and then he gave the dog the water. Therefore, Allah thanked him, forgave him, meaning the man, and they said, Messenger of Allah, will we have a reward on account of animals? He said, there is a reward on account of every living thing. And so, my respected brothers and sisters, this man, now some also say this, it was a woman that did it. And the gender is not as important right now. It's just the act itself. And that the person quenched their thirst and saw this dog needing water. And so they went back down, got some water, and brought it back up and gave it to the dog. And because of what that person did, that person, they received the blessing from Allah for what they did and reward from Allah for what they did in helping this animal. And then the Sahaba, or the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, they said, they asked him, will we have a reward, an ajr, on account of animals? And the Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, there is a reward, an ajr, on account of every living thing. And so if you were a person before you came to this class today, very abusive towards animals, you might have even thought about, okay, after I finish here, I'm going out and do certain things to animals, certain bad things to this animal. You need to stop and think. This animal can be good for you, a reward from you, and help you get into paradise, or it can be bad for you. And like that woman with the cat, you entered hellfire because of what you did to a particular animal, and you prevented it from receiving what it received from, what it easily can receive from you, which is the mercy. So let me move on, my beautiful students. I just talked about animals at the beginning and insects at the beginning, the ants. But human beings, you can see that all the time, and it's reported all the time about what's going on with human beings, about a human being being starved, and other humans can feed them. Some humans are keeping other humans from getting food, just food, nothing else. And people are malnutrition, also their stomachs are blown up. They're nothing but skin and bones, no muscle, anything like that, because they haven't eaten anything. Because you have maybe one group of people keeping another group of people from eating. And maybe another group of people want to feed them. But the one group will not allow them to come to feed the people. And you see that all over the world. I'm not talking about one particular group. And if it shoe fits, wear it. If I'm talking about you, then I'm talking about you. And anyone that's like you that will keep people from getting what they deserve, which is simple food, some bread, some wheat, some vegetables, just something to eat, which is a very cruel thing to do, and not showing mercy towards the people. Like I mentioned before, are not showing mercy towards the animals or the insects. There's something wrong with that picture. We're supposed to do that, and we don't rely on a particular group of people. Why not? How come this group of people are not doing anything to help these people or providing something for these people to eat? What we can do is that we can make dua, make supplication, or make prayer. We may not be able to do anything else. And like I told you before, you see something going on that's wrong, you try to change it with your hand. You're not able to do so, then you say something with your mouth, this hand. And if you can't do that, then you at least hate it in your heart. What's going on? Don't make it excuses for people experiencing famine. Or being, now there's some natural famine, okay, it comes from weather or something like that, and mess with people's crops. I understand that. Destroy their crops. I understand that. Might be insects that come and eat the crops up and can't feed the people, okay? I understand that. But some things can be controlled by man, or that are man-made, meaning also that man can resolve it. If you can't, you just going to hate it in your heart, okay? That's what you do. Then you make supplication to Allah that you change the condition of the people. The mindset of those that are allowing the people not to get something to eat. And also that the people that have nothing to eat, that they get something to eat. Whatever way they get something to eat, they get something to eat. Perhaps Allah will provide them with something. Whatever way Allah want to provide. Just give it to them. And you look at the history of the various prophets, how the prophet had one meal and that he would share it with a multitude of people. And this Allah can do that very easily. And you can see that in various prophets sent to mankind, that some water, some springs came up and every tribe knew where to drink from or where to take from. Or some milk or some water or some food or some bread or whatever it is. You all look at the history. Allah will provide for them, but you keep making dua and make supplication to Allah that Allah provide for them. Don't say, oh, why not the rich people or the rich countries? How can they do anything? How come you're not doing anything? At the very least, make a supplication. Yes, you have some people that are blocking others from getting food, okay? I get that. I don't approve of it, but I get that. But what are you doing as an individual and at the very least make a supplication the law change the condition of the people like he's done in the past? Allah is still alive. He's not dead. Allah is very, very well alive before man, after man is gone. While man is here and after man is gone, Allah will be here. And so we don't worry about that part, but we just pray to Allah and also ask Allah to help the situation. One of the prophet's companions, he said that Allah will not show mercy to a people who does not show mercy to other people. We want Allah to show mercy to Rahmah. We want Allah to be merciful and show mercy to us. We, in turn, have to show mercy to other people. Don't sit back and rely on other people to do what you can do yourself. Show mercy. Pray for the individual. And in Islam, I told you all this before, that the oppressed people, the ones that are being oppressed, and it's in the famine, all the things they're going through, advise them, and maybe you all will listen to what I'm talking about. You all pray, and pray heavy, and don't give up or that Allah is with you, and Allah will provide for you. Because your dua, you're being oppressed by others, your dua is stronger than those who are not being oppressed. Allah put no shield or anything, khimar, no kind of shield or curtain between you and him. Nothing. And the people who are abusing people, they need to be aware of this. That these people are making dua, are making supplication against you that are preventing them from getting some food. From feeding their children, from feeding the mother, the father, or whomever, the elderly. Or just as a strong man, just simply giving them food to survive. And so, please, if you love will not show mercy to a person who does not show mercy to other people. And also it mentioned, someone who does not show mercy will not be shown mercy. So keep that in mind, my beautiful students. That someone who does not show mercy will not be shown mercy. So I want us to keep all these things in mind. And not just for man and not just for woman. It's for all of mankind, this mercy that I'm talking about. Allah will not be merciful to those who are not merciful to mankind. So my beautiful students, please. Please, you may say, Imam, Dr. Amin, I can't do anything. I'm just a poor person working, and I work from day to day. Or I'm the most richest person in the world. And that's and I get that. I understand that. But the thing is, each one of us are equal when it comes to making supplication to Allah and asking Allah to help those that are in need, to help to feed those who are in need, so they won't be trying to survive on their just skin and just as bones, and they to a point where they won't even eat because they're so sickly. And so we want to build their strength up. We want to ask Allah to have mercy upon them and show shafa, that he make them healthy, and that Allah is with them and not against them, and that Allah will supply what is needed for those who are in need. So my beautiful students, please do that. You could do it in private if you're afraid of those in charge. That you make supplication and ask Allah to help these individuals. Help the ones who are oppressing others by them not oppressing the people, and those who are being oppressed, that they become, if I can use a term, this is for me, unoppressed, and that Allah will provide for them. And also some mercy will be shown to those people, in terms of what they need, and to strengthen them, and provide them with food, and be merciful towards them. Humans looking out for humans, and also for animals, just looking out for the others. That remember, on the day of judgment, you're going to be asked about this thing. Such and such a thing happened. What did you do about it? How did you change it? Did you do anything? Did you make supplication to me regarding this? Or you just say, okay, no problem. That's not my problem. That's not me. That's not my family. That's not my friends. So I don't worry about it. You worry about it. We have to worry about what's going on with all of mankind. Allah will not be merciful to those who are not merciful to mankind. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.